You will hear somebody talking to a group of students about a university language centre. Listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hi, I'm Katie Shaw and I work at the University Language Centre. Your tutor tells me you might be interested in using the centre, so I'm here at the college to explain a bit about it and, of course, to answer your questions.
Where exactly is the centre? Is it near the college?
It's actually on King's Road, just round the corner from here, in fact.
Oh, I know it, yes. I wondered what that building was.
Yes. What's there?
Well, the library has about 4,000 books, pamphlets and transcripts to go with some of the 12,500 items on audio or video cassettes. These are at a wide range of levels of difficulty, covering language learning material in over 100 languages. There are also reference books without tapes, including dictionaries, grammars, grammar workbooks, vocabulary workbooks and model letters, as well as texts on academic writing and effective study habits, etc. Audio cassette workrooms are on the first floor, by the way.
Do they get any foreign language press there too?
Yes. The library subscribes to a number of European daily and weekly newspapers, including Le Monde from France, L'Espresso from Italy, and the weekly international edition of the Spanish paper El País.
What about learning with computers? Can you do that there?
CALL, or Computer-Aided Language Learning, is available on the first floor.
How many PCs are there?
Counting both Macintosh and PC platforms, there are 9 at present. There are materials in over 15 different languages, and new material and language categories are being added as library funds permit. The programmes cover verb drills, grammar exercises, activities to accompany multimedia textbooks, pronunciation, translation, and some multimedia applications. The same hardware permits access to the internet with its many language learning and discussion sites.
What about TV? That's a good way of learning a language too.
Yes, definitely. We agree. So on the second floor of the centre, there are televisions to view live satellite television broadcasts in 7 languages.
Oh, which ones are they?
Currently, we've got Arabic, French, German, Italian, Portuguese, Spanish and Russian. Turkish broadcasting can be viewed live on request. The centre records the news in French, German, Arabic, Italian, Japanese, Spanish and Russian. And English too.
Now listen and answer questions 25 to 30.
Sounds great. How do we sign up?
To avoid paying a fee, you need to go to the centre with a valid university ID card or a letter from your college or departmental administrator on headed paper indicating your status, length of stay and language requirements.
Are there any forms to fill in?
I'm afraid so. You do that at the ground floor reception desk. Your registration is for 1 academic year only and needs to be renewed annually. You should tell the librarian who you are on your first visit, and you will need to take part in an induction to the library service, including the proper operation of the centre's computers, televisions, videos and so on.
Can she help us choose the right materials too?
Yes. The librarian can give advice and assistance in locating material, making best use of the texts and tapes and so on. Let her know which language you want to study and what, if any, knowledge of it you already have. Also, say what reasons you have for learning the language. Your answers will help the librarian help you make the best choice of books and tapes for your needs. She can also offer you advice on how much time is needed to make progress in the language and can offer suggestions on how to improve your language learning techniques.
Can she copy tapes for us to take home, or can we borrow them?
The library is a resource centre and reference library only. You can do as much self-study listening and reading work there as you want, but it's not possible to take home materials, that's to say, books or cassettes. And copyright law doesn't permit the library or its staff to make copies of cassettes for use by students outside the centre. All material must be used on the premises, I'm afraid. This ensures the materials are always available for students working on their own and not out on loan for long periods, which could harm users' progress.
So, if we can't take books home, is it okay to photocopy them?
The library staff will handle any photocopying. Though international copyright law prohibits users from copying more than 5% of any one title in the academic year. You place a photocopy order with the librarian or an assistant, and orders will be processed between 1 and 2 o'clock or after 5:30.
How much does it cost?
10 pence per page. Payment is by photocopy card, which you can buy from the information desk on the ground floor.